Q105.
Denny and the girls hanging out with you live and local in Toledo on Q105. Some sunshine today, high of 40, 33 now, cumulus compound. Want to get your freak on us? We're going to send somebody on the ultimate romantic getaway to Bellemere Suites. You get a one-night stay for two at their Grand Royal Suite. Got to take it Sunday through Thursday. You want to get in on this, you can actually enter every single day up until Sunday, April 8th, simply by texting the word stay, S-T-A-Y. That's the only word you text me. If you text anything on that, like an exclamation point or your name, you're not going to get the link sent back to you. So do that, and we'll be announcing the winner, I don't know, whenever, coming up here very, very soon on Q105. 9 out of 10 people say they've made improvements to their significant other. In other words, there's a good chance both you and your partner have changed each other. Now, this survey of this story, ladies, doesn't say it's changed them for the better. But I guess we're assuming that.
It's changed them for the worse.
Yeah, I get that. It says some of the changes, making them cleaner, helping them with their fashion sense, helping improve their diet and exercise habits. Now, doesn't that sound like maybe there's some mothering going on here and this is a one-sided survey?
A little, yeah.
Because I can't imagine a guy going to their wife and saying, honey, let's go shopping. I gotta help you out on picking out your clothes. There's not a guy, many guys are going to do that to their wives, you know?
Sure.
And let's get a club membership. You and I are going to go start working out. Yeah, I'm not sensing it.
We keep saying that. It's been 30 years. We still haven't done it.
64% of people say the job isn't done yet. So here's what we're going to talk about here in the next segment or so. 419-240-1055. You can call or Q-text me. What is the improvements? Is there one like big thing you've improved in your significant other? Or one big thing you've improved on because of your significant other? 75% of men and 67% of women say they're happy with the way their partner has changed them. So it's for the good, right? It's for the better. All right, round the room. Susan, we start with you.
Well,
what have you changed in him?
In my world, I got him eating junk food because when we first got together, he didn't know the wonders of chips and dip or Fritos.
Seriously?
He was kind of on a strange health kick, and I'm like, oh, no, we cannot have that in our house. So I got him eating junk food, and he loves it.
So you're
and
basically...
he's got a stomach to show for it.
So you're slowly killing him.
Yes, but it works in my world because I need
quite a
chips
retirement
and
plan.
Dip.
So let me get this straight. He gave you grief over your junk food eating, so the only way you could enjoy your junk food was to spin him around to get him eating the junk.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
and it has worked.
That's marriage.
Very nice.
That's marriage
and,
right there.
Right. And more recently, I have decided that by me not cleaning certain things in the house, he will clean them, like the shower.
Right.
I'm not so good about cleaning the shower. He will clean the shower now because he gets tired of waiting for the cleaning lady to do it.
Which is you.
Which is me. So he'll just take care of it. So now I've decided, yes.
Very nice.
I'm a little lazier about cleaning, and then at some point, he will do it.
See, that's comprehensive. But you've
that
learned patience, too.
Yes.
Because you have been willing to wait for him to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can't spell so manipulative.
This sounds totally one-sided, though. Has he changed you in any way?
Oh, I'm going to have to think on that. You get back to me on that.
Well, wait a minute. Most women think they're pretty darn good just the way they are.
Oh, I can use some tweaking.
So most of these are, most of this is for men. In other words, guys, has she nagged you enough to where she's changed you? I mean, that's the big picture. Now, if you want to play along, 419-240-1055. Just for playing along, what are we giving them today? They have some tickets?
Yeah, we've got Home and Garden Show tickets for this weekend, and we have walleye tickets for next weekend.
Well, we're not doing the walleye tickets. We'll do the Home and Garden. And where is that? Seagate Center?
Yeah, Seagate Center.
Well, that's kind of a big deal, so we'll save you some money on that.
Yeah,
so if you want to play, call or text 419-240-1055.
Q105 traffic sponsored by Max Auto with hundreds of vehicles to choose from, and you'll get $1,000 or more for your trade-in.
Just look at your right.